You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reported a record 317 new COVID-19 cases, with two new deaths from the virus taking the national toll to 113. The two men were aged in their 80s. Premier Daniel Andrews says there are now 1,909 COVID-19 patients in Victorian hospitals, with 29 in intensive care. There are now more than 2,100 active cases in the state. Despite the spike in numbers, Premier Andrews says they have stabilised, but it's too early to consider a move to tougher lockdown restrictions.
This is in the hands of every single Victorian, though. If you want to make that less likely, if you want to get out of these sorts of restrictions as fast as possible, then we all have to play our part, not rely on our doctors and nurses as the last line of ultimate defence against this virus, but instead acknowledge that we're the ones that are on the front line. Every individual, every family, every local community.
Hospitals will pause Category 3 elective surgery at 75% of capacity to free up wards for COVID-19 patients. Health authorities have expressed grave concerns about Victorian COVID-19 outbreaks in nursing homes and in hospitals. 8 aged care facilities have residents with the coronavirus, while staff have been infected at another 24 homes. Staff have also contracted the virus at several hospitals, including the Alfred and Royal Children's. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd has told Channel 9 it's not known where the infection stemmed from.
We need to look at the circumstances in each of those facilities. Some of those that you've alluded to, we've just had a single worker who's been diagnosed, but we've had no transmission to other staff or to residents. In other cases, as we've seen, we've had a number of residents who've been infected. The response really depends on the individual nursing home and, of course, on the wishes of the individual residents and their family members.
Meanwhile, Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton has revealed 140 police and 30 prospective service officers are in quarantine after coming into contact with COVID-19 cases. New South Wales has reported 10 new infections, with three more linked to the Crossroads Hotel in Sydney's southwest. The total number connected to the Crossroads pub is now 37, and 27 of them are hotel patrons. The state's Chief Health Officer, Carey Chance, says four of the new cases are from hotel quarantine and three remain under investigation.
Obviously, we are concerned when we find cases that can't be linked back, because it does indicate that we've missed a chain. So we will be re-interviewing cases and trying to ascertain any contact points and updating the community about additional actions. But it does highlight the fact that at this critical point, we do need people to continue to practice social distancing, make sure you isolate yourself if you have the most minimum of symptoms, and get a test.
South Australia has confirmed a new case of coronavirus. It's the first in more than 2 weeks, with a woman recently returned from overseas testing positive for the disease. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.